Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, Hanukkah is right around the corner, and a lot of our Jewish friends are going to be having some very nice dinners, I hope, with some very nice wines. And I'm really delighted to hear that there are a lot of very good kosher wines out there.
Yes, the world of kosher wine has changed a lot. It's come a long way from the Mogan David Concord grape days.
Mm-hmm.
I was really curious about this, so I called Michael Fishman at Quarry Wine and Spirits out in the Quarry Lake area, and he was kind enough to sort of put together a selection for me and educate me a little bit about what makes a wine kosher, because wine is inherently kosher anyway, but if it's handled by the proper people throughout the entire process, including the serving of the wine, it can be designated kosher.
And the proper people are observant Jews.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is that when you sell wine to restaurants, well, all the people handling the wine may not be observant Jews.
Correct.
So how do you solve that problem? Well, then they have this technique called mevushel, which is basically flash pasteurization now, but where you would heat the wine to temperature and then just to begin to boil, then you would cool it again. And that basically made the wine kosher so it could be, you know, as long as all the other precepts were met, so the wine could then be served by whoever was going to be working at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Michael was kind enough to enlighten me, and I hope I didn't completely mess that up.
It's sort of a flash pasteurization.
It is. It's exactly what it has become now. And because flash pasteurization is so much more sophisticated now than the old techniques,
yeah,
there's now a lot of really good mevushel wines, and it'll say it on the label.
So, name a few.
So here's a couple to look at. One called La Fille du Boucher, or The Butcher's Daughter, which is a Bordeaux. 2016 sells for about $18. This is actually a wine produced under the name of a very famous kosher restaurant in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So The Butcher's Daughter, there you go. One that I thought that was really, really good, and I like this one a lot. This is the Fanny Rosé from La Citadelle de Diamant. And this is a 2016. It's a classic Provence-style rosé, about $24.
Nice.
I mean, there's absolutely nothing on this that doesn't make you go, this is great rosé. So how about that for a nice kosher rosé? For those of you who still are interested in the sweeter wines, and I was drinking some of this just the other day, it's remarkable. From a producer called Bartanura, there is a Moscato d'Asti, which is going to be sweet. It's DOCG grade, Italian.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 5% alcohol, and it's a sweet, slightly spritzy, floral, delightful bottle of almost dessert wine.
There are some grandmothers out there who are going to love this.
Oh, that's awesome stuff.
Yeah.
From Baron Herzog in California, there's a Sauvignon Blanc for about $14 that's also mevushel.
Mm-hmm.
I have visited the Hagafen property. It's actually right there in Napa. 2015 Chardonnay Oak Knoll area. They're right there on the Silverado Trail.
Beautiful.
Beautiful
area.
Stuff. $28. Yeah. It's a bit woody for me, but great citrus and vanilla. Just really well done. And from the Galil Mountain Winery. This is in the mountains of Galilee in Israel. This is a 2011 Yiran is the subname. This is a spectacular red wine. This would be good in any language, in any country. It's a blend of Cab Merlot, Syrah, Cab Franc. Spectacular, wonderful, layered body of red wine. There you have it.
Well, we're going to put all of these on our website at wypr.org so you can make a shopping list if you want to. And go out and have some nice things for your kosher table.
There you go.
Happy holidays. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.